blessed this morning. Praise God, praise God. He's worthy of all praise. Romans chapter number 8, verse number 31, reading through verse number 39. Romans chapter number 8, verse number 31, reading through verse number 39. We can leave already. Said it's been good to be in the house of the Lord. What great singing that we've heard today. But we appreciate your prayers this morning. Romans chapter number 8, verse number 31. The Bible said, what shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? He that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Verse number 33. He said, who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God that justifieth. Verse number 34. Who is he that condemneth? It is Christ that died. Yea, rather, that is risen again, who is even at the right hand of God, who also make an intercession for us. Verse number 35. I like this. He said, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? Verse number 36. He said, as it is written, for thy sake, we are all killed all the day long. We are counted as sheep for the slaughter. Verse number 37. Nay, in all these things, we're more than conquerors. Through him that loved us, thank God. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus, our Lord. You may be seated. Our Heavenly Father, just as humble as I know how today, God, I pray, Lord, that you'll move Jeff, Lord, out of the way for a little while, and I'll be able to get over, Lord, on the holy ground. God, I pray, Lord, you'll bring that back to remembrance, Lord, that we've had upon our heart. God, I pray, Lord, that you'll give us the liberty to stand. More time, God, behind at this sacred stand, we pray, Lord, that you'll forgive us of all of our sins and shortcomings. Lord, in Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. Listen, I told Sister Joyce the bulletin was just right along with my message. Amen. You'd have thought we planned it. Amen. But if I had a message that I'm going to preach on today, I'd never be on this right here. God's gift. Listen, of love, amen. God's gift of love, amen. The month of February, Valentine's Day coming up the 14th of this week. And whenever we think about love, love for our family, love for our friends, love for one another. Listen, but I want us to look today on this right here. Whenever as we look at God's gift of love, listen, and we look here in Romans chapter 8, he gives us a great picture of God's love, both in us and for us. Amen. Listen, no greater love than this, than the love of Jesus Christ today. Listen, neighbor, I'm glad I didn't have to be rich. I didn't have to be poor. Listen, I didn't have to be white, black, Jew, or Greek. But he loves me. Amen. Listen, little old me. Listen, look beyond my faults, look beyond my failures, and yet he loves me. Amen. Listen, I like it what the Bible says in the book of James, chapter number 1 and verse number 17. Listen, notice what he says here in the scripture. He said, every good gift and every perfect gift is from above. Amen. Listen, every good thing I've ever had done, ever blessing I've ever received, every miracle I've ever had. Listen, all of these things come from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And the reason that we get those and the reason that we receive those is because he loves us. Amen. But I like that. He said, and coming down from above, from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness. Amen. Neither shadow of turning. In other words, his love don't waver. Amen. There's people who love you today and can't stand you tomorrow. Amen. Listen, but God's love does not variable. Listen, there's no wavering about it. Listen, I'm sure there's been many a time that I've displeased him, but there's never been a time that he stopped loving me. Amen. Listen, and I'm glad of that today. Listen, he said every generous and perfect gift and perfect act comes down from above. That is the love of God for us today. And there were three things that I want to leave with you. And there were the Lord being our helper. And they were on that right there. God's gift of love, number one. And there we see the depth of his love. Amen. Just how deep it really is. It's more than just fleshly deep. Listen, it's more than just a worldly love. Listen, one writer called it an agape love. Unending, unending, abounding love today. Look at verse number 32. With me one more time. Talking about the depth of his love. Listen, look at what he says here. He said, he that spared not his own son. Listen, ain't that a love? Listen, he said, he that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all. How shall he not with him also freely give you and I? Listen, all things. Amen. Ain't that good? Listen, neighbor, we see right here in verse number 32 the depth of his love. Listen, how vast among the measurement that should that he should give his only begotten son. Listen, neighbor, today, his only son. What a sacrificial gift. Neighbor, today, listen, he gave, listen, his own son. He delivered him up. Amen. That we could have life and have it more abundantly today. Listen, amen, I thought about this. He said, I gave him up for us all. Ain't that amazing today? Listen, he said, it's not his will that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. And neighbor, today, that's the love of God. How deep is his love? Listen today. Listen, he gave and he even delivered him up for us all. While we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. The depth of God's love. Listen, I look at it like this. Sometimes it's like the roots of a tree. The deeper those roots are, the stronger that tree is. Listen, the more that tree lasts. And that's what the love of God is. And neighbor, today he loved you and I, that he gave his only son. Amen. Listen. Here just a minute. Listen, I know this is my baby grandboy. I got one, I got next to the baby. Amen. Listen, neighbor. Listen, and I love him. And I love all three of my boys. And my girl. Listen, I love them. Listen, from all my heart. Then if I do anything in the world, listen for him. Listen, I go shoeless. That he may have shoes. Listen, amen, I'm telling you that. I go hungry, that he may have food. Amen. I really would. Listen, Brother Gary, we all do that. Listen, amen. But I'm going to tell you something. There's not a one of you in here. Listen, and I give his life that you may live. Amen. I love you, but I love him. Listen, he's flesh of my flesh. He's bone of my bone. He's blood of my blood. Listen, but that's exactly what God said. Listen, he said, listen, I'm
not just sending you anybody. Listen, he said, I'm sending you a flesh of my flesh. Amen. I'm sending you a bone of my bone. Listen, and blood of my blood. Listen, I think you may be able to go free. Amen. And that explains how deep his love is for you and I today. Well, that's how deep it is. When we look at it like that, that's how deep his love. He said, no greater love than this, that a man lay down his life. Listen, not just for his own son, but he said, I gave it for every sinner, every human being, how they breathe the breath in this world. He said, I allowed my son to go to Calvary for you and I. Oh, listen, we look at God's love. God's gift of love. He said, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Everlasting life. Boy, that's a deep love. That's a deep love. We love earthly like the love we love each other. But that love, it could waver. That love, it could go today and could be gone tomorrow. Amen. But I'm telling you, the love of Christ, listen, neighbor, it's a deep love. It's a deep love. As far as the east is from the west, as far as the depthness of the ocean, there's not a mountain that you could climb. There's not a valley deep enough. Amen. How they can compare to the depthness of God's love today. That's what he said here in Romans. I listen, chapter number 8. He's speaking about God's love for us, and not only for us, but in us, that we can have victory, we can have joy, we can have hope, we can have the blessings that God has for you and I today. He's talking about God's gift of love. God's gift of love. We may buy flowers on Valentine's Day, but they'll die the 15th. We can buy a box of candy on the 14th, and it's gone by 8 or 9 o'clock that night. Amen. We can show that love toward one another. But the love that we really comprehend is an earthly love. It's a worldly love. But the love of God is incomprehensible. You can't comprehend and fathom really what the love of God is. And just like our bulletin said, because God is love. God is love. And here in Romans, we see number one, we see the depth of his love. He said, while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Hallelujah. The depth of God's love. The depths of God's love. It just sprouts out every morning. Amen. I see his love when I wake up and the sun's glistening through to my eyes. I see his love when I inhale and oxygen goes in my lungs and it goes to my brain. I see his love. I see his love when I'm able to wave my hand. I see his love when I'm able to move my feet. I see his love when I'm able to speak. I see his love. I listen when he just gives me another day. I don't deserve it. I know, sirree, I'm not one good thing I've ever deserved, but it's because of his love. It's the depth of his love. How much he loves me. And how much he loves you. We see the depth of his love. Even while we were yet sinners, he died for us. You imagine this, that over 2,000 years ago, while he was on the cross, we were on his mind. Boy, that's love. That's love. And we see God's gift of love. He loves you today. So, well, preacher, they just don't nobody love me. God does. God loves you. He desires a relationship with you. He desires fellowship with you. Why, preacher? Because of that little word, L-O-V-E. And listen, you can't have love until you have God. Because God is love. God expounds what love is all about today. Number one, we see the depth of his love. Then number two, look at verse number 35. Read verse number 35. Look at what he says here. He said, Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword? Let me read that again. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Who shall really separate us from the love of Christ? You know why it can't? Because the love of Christ is not on you, it's in you. It's in you. He said, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? We look at number two and we see the determination of his love. First of all, we've seen the depth of it. We've seen how much he loved me. As I was using Ethan, my grandboy, there's an example. My love for him and what I would do for him. Listen, neighbor, today, listen, Jesus said, I'll do that for you and above that. But here we see the determination of his love. The greatest statement of assurance. Who or what shall separate us from the love of God? What can separate us from the love of God? They listen, things of the world may cause hurt. Things of the world may cause distress. Things of the world may cause doubt. I listen, but the love of God is always and always has been and it always will be present. His love overshadows it all. His love overcomes it all. He's got a determination love. The world situation and the world standards today does not hinder the love of God that he has for you and I today. We see the determination. He said, what really can separate me from you? What really can separate me from you? He said, can distress? Can peril? Can the cares of the world? He said, I'm telling you, there's nothing that can separate me from you. There's nothing that can separate the love that I have for you today. He said his love is always present. See, my friend, the love of God, it reaches past the shackles that we face. It reaches past those shackles. Listen, we see the determination of it. We've seen the woman sitting at the well when she couldn't even go get water with the other ladies. Her life had been so wretched and vile and found herself in bad situations. But listen, the love of Christ, it went beyond that and reached her. We see a man that lived among the tombs. The Bible said that he was a wild man, running around cutting himself everywhere, foaming at the mouth. The world said, leave him alone. The world said, don't have nothing to do with him. But see, the love of God was determined to reach beyond those shackles. It was determined to reach beyond. I'm telling you something today. You're here and you're lost. Amen. His love wants to reach beyond that and reach your heart. And listen, and accept you as one of his, that you can have life and you can experience the fullness and the love that God has for you and I today. See, God's love is a determination love. He loved us. He loves us. He says there is nothing that can separate you and me and the love I have for you. There's nothing. He loved me when I'm good. He loves me when I'm bad. He loves me on the mountain. He loves me in the valley. He loves me when the storms are shining. He loves me when everything is going good. He loves me when everything is going wrong. And listen, we're talking about today God's gift of love. We see number one, we see the depthness of it. And then number two, we see the determination of it. The determination of his love. Amen. Boy, he sent his only son. He sent his only. He said, listen, put verse number 35, Brother Tommy, back up for me one more time. Let's read that. He said, listen. He said, all these things we may face, all these things that we may struggle or fight or go through, he said, I'm telling you, none of this is going to separate my love from you. He said, nothing can separate my love. He said, what or who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulations, we all face tribulations. We all face hard times. We all face hard times. Listen, let me tell you this. Just because sometimes you don't see his love, And sometimes you don't hear his love. Sometimes you may not even feel his love. But rest assured, he loves you.
Amen.
He loves you. He loves you. He said, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, or distress, or persecution, all these things, or even famine. He said, our nakedness, our pearl, our sword. What? Out of all these tragedies, all of these things that we face, I am determined in my heart that I'm going to love you like an unforgettable love that the world can't comprehend. We see the depth of it, and we see the determination of his love today. No greater love than this. You'll not find any other great. There's not a love that can compare the love of Christ. Amen. It's just like using Ethan this morning, for example. He's going to go through things in life that I can't help him with.
Right.
Amen. He's going to struggle with things that Papa ain't going to be able to help him.
Yeah.
Right. Amen. Even though I love him and I want to help him, and I'd do anything I could to help him, there's going to be times that I can't help him.
Right.
But there's not a, there's never a time, nor a situation in his life or your life that you may ever face that Christ cannot help you.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
There's no such thing as a silly request.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. The only wrong question is a question that is never asked. You ever heard that?
Amen.
He said, come boldly to the throne of grace that we might find favor in the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm talking today about the gift of love. The gift of love. He said there is no greater love than this, than the love of Jesus Christ today.
Amen.
Amen. We see, number one, we see the depthness of it. We see how deep it is. And then we see the determination of his love. God's determined to love you. God's determined to love you. That's why he allowed his son to come and die and have and give you victory and give you the blessings that he wants to give you. It's not because we're deserving or undeserving. It's because of that word love. He loves you. He loves me. He loves you and I enough that he allowed his son to go to Calvary and die for you and I today. He said there is no greater love. He said there is no greater love. We see God's gift of love. Number one, we see the depth of his love. And then number two, we see the determination of his love. He goes through every shackle we may face, every valley we may have, every mountain we may struggle with. He loves us. He loves us. He loves me. And then number three, look at verse number 34. Talking about God's gift of love. Let's read verse number 34. He said, who is he? Who is he that condemneth? It is Christ that died, yet rather that is risen again, who is even at the right hand of God, who also maketh intercession for us.
Amen.
He didn't stop loving me at the cross. He didn't stop loving me at the tomb. He loves me today, and you know how I know? Because right now today, right this very moment, he's sitting it right beside God himself. And he said that he's not just up there twiddling his thumbs, but he said, I'm up there making intercession for Herman Garrett, for Cecil Wigley, for Jeff Holsey. Man, they call my name. I said, Father, answer it. Amen. Thank God. Amen. He's sitting at the right hand of the Father. We see God's gift of love. Number one, we see the depth of his love. And number two, we see the determination of his love. Then number three, we see the design of his love. Everything about God had a design.
Amen.
Everything about salvation has a design. Everyone that's here this morning's life has a design and purpose under the Son of God, that we can have that victory, that we can have that blessings. Christ died for our sins, was raised for our justification.
Yes.
He died for you and I, but he rose again on the third day for our justification, that by grace through faith in him we could stand boldly and say I'm redeemed, not of flesh and blood, but of what Jesus Christ did for you and I, that we could have it and have it more abundantly today.
Amen.
He's sitting at the right hand of God making interceding for you and I.
God bless you.
What a gift. What a gift of God's love. There's no greater gift than what he gave. And that was his son.
Amen.
The greatest sacrifice of all times. That he allowed a spotless lamb.
Amen.
That knew no sin. To go to the cruel cross of Calvary.
That's true,
bleed and die. Bleed and die. For a sinner like me. For a sinner like me. That we could have life. That we could have hope, that we could have that joy and experience what true living. You've never started living until you're living with Jesus.
Amen.
Because he loves us so much. He loved me yesterday, he loves me today, and he'll love me tomorrow. There's nothing that can separate that love. Now, there's things that come in our lives that separates the presence of the Holy Spirit. And we're not able to feel it like we should be able to feel it. But his love has never wavered.
Amen.
There's never been a time. There's never been a time when he made those words, I don't love you.
That's right.
I don't love you. You know, I've heard my mother and daddy both. My daddy's gone on the boot of the Lord.
God bless.
I've had many a whoopings. My mother's whipped me and hollered at me and everything, but she never said, I don't love you.
Amen.
She's never said, I don't love you.
Right.
You know why? Because I'm her son.
Right.
I was his son. Amen.
Amen.
Today, if you're a child of God, you're his.
Yes. Right.
And he loves you.
Amen.
We're going to ask Brother Robbie to come with a verse of a song this morning. We don't know your heart. We don't know your mind this morning. But we think about God's gift. God's greatest gift. The gift of love. The gift of love. Number one, we've seen the depth of it. We've seen how deep his love is. Then number two, we've seen the determination of his love. He reached way below the bottom and picked me up. Rescued me. And then we see the design of his love. How? He gave his son to become the simple sacrifice for you and I that we could have life. That we got a right to the throne of God.
Amen.
My name is recorded in the Lamb's Book of Life.
Amen.
Thank God. Ain't you glad of that?
Yes.
My name is recorded in the Lamb's Book of Life. And one day after a while, when I draw my last breath, and I stand before that great God, and I hear these words, enter in, thou good and faithful servant.
Amen.
Amen. All I want to hear is enter in.
Amen.
Once I'm in, I'll take it from there.
Amen.
Amen.
Okay.
Thank God.
Amen.
Thank God. But I'm going to tell you, the only reason I'm going to heaven, Brother Greg Rainey, because he loved me.
That's right, man.
That's the only reason I'm going.
Amen.
He loved me, and he loves you. As we stand together this morning, would you come?
177.
What about it today? Are they white as snow? Are you washed
in the blood?
Do you know that love today? Have you experienced that love that God has?